Hey guys, it is Carly Duke, and today I am by myself. And honestly, I hate that we're having to have this conversation. I hate that this is a podcast that I'm having to record today. But in light of the recent school shooting, this is something that we need to talk about. Because at the Teen Life Podcast, we do not believe that teenagers are a problem to be solved. But we're here to help you equip teenagers through the power of connection. And unfortunately, sometimes tragedy is a really good time to connect with teenagers. And especially if you have kids who are still in school, if you have kids who have internet access or a phone, they know what's going on. They have heard the stories. They have read the articles. They're seeing it on social media. And so I just wanted to take this opportunity to briefly give some ideas for how to have conversations about school shootings, for how to have conversations, especially following something like this that is hard to talk about, that is emotionally draining. But it's conversations that we need to be having. Even if you think your kids are too little, you probably need to be talking about this on some level because, like I said, they're hearing about it. So let's think through some ways that we can do this well. And the first thing I will say is you need to check in with yourself first. Make sure that you are okay to talk about it. Because honestly, it's okay if you are feeling overwhelmed or anxious or afraid. That is not a bad thing, but it is something we need to be aware of and address before you start having a conversation with students. So give yourself time first to think about it, to take care of yourself, and to face the reality of what's happening, to read the news, and to even kind of get a grasp of, okay, here's what we're facing, and here's a plan to move forward. Then when you're talking to your teenager, make sure you give them space to talk and ask questions. You know, if you've listened to this podcast before, that we love asking questions and we love giving teenagers the space to ask what they need and not just bombarding them with information. So ask, do you have any questions about this? What have you heard about this school shooting? And then depending on the age, only answer what they ask. You don't have to go into too many details. You don't have to talk about every fact or every piece that you've heard about this, but give information in small bits and pieces and answer the questions that they ask. And I just want to encourage you, you do not have to have all of the answers because maybe they ask a question and you can say, you know what? I don't know. And I'm struggling with that too. And that vulnerability is going to mean something to that teenager in your life. When having these conversations, you want to try to stick to the facts and stay objective. Now, I know if you're like me, that is really difficult to do in a situation like this. It's really difficult to stay objective. It's really difficult not to get emotional. But bringing too many emotions into a conversation like this, especially when you're talking to teenagers or even younger kids, can add more fear to the situation. And that's something we don't want to do. We want our students to feel safe. We want them to continue to have hope and not question anytime they go somewhere if they are in danger. So make sure that you are trying to keep the emotions in check, which is where kind of going back to checking in with yourself is important because you don't want to bring those emotions to the forefront of this conversation. But when it comes to emotions, speaking of emotions, we do want to normalize our students' emotions. To say, it's okay if you're feeling that way. It's okay if you are a little more anxious to go to school. It's normal if you are feeling sad today or if you are identifying with this group. And that is something that we want them to know, that they're not different, they're not weird. And no matter what they are feeling, it is understandable for them to have those feelings. But then also coming up with a way of how are we going to deal with that and how are we going to cope? And so it's so important to end the conversation with, let's talk about coping skills. Now, one of them might be, let's limit media consumption for a little bit. It's easy to get overwhelmed when that's all you're reading and all you're listening to. and all you're looking at on social media, and it's everywhere, and it should be. But maybe for their health, they need to take a little break. And that doesn't mean they need to take a break forever, but maybe it's just, hey, let's go on a walk together and let's leave our phones at home. Maybe it is modeling other coping strategy like playing a game together or meditation or prayer together. We're going to spend time as a family praying or reading a book that just kind of takes it out of them. Maybe it's even disconnecting and watching a movie together. There are ways that we can cope, and that is something that you need to model too, not just tell your teenager to do it. If it's something that you think would be helpful, do it with them. Put your phone up too. Now, thinking about ways to help is kind of how I want to wrap this up, because I do think in situations like this, talk is great. Posting on social media is great, but we also need to be part of the solution. And if there's nothing that we act out of this, then it's a little bit meaningless, right? And our teenagers pick up on that too. So talk to them and say, how do you think we can be part of the solution? What can we do to help? I'll give a few ideas, but there are so many out there, and I really want you to lean into what your teenager think would be helpful, because they will probably come up with things that you and I would never think of, and I bet they're great ideas. But just some examples for how to be part of the solution. Maybe find ways to give back to the community or the families affected, whether that's donations or letters. I'm sure there are ways that you can find online or on social media of people who are already doing this that you can join them. Now, a little closer to home, maybe it's encouraging a teacher or a school staff person who's feeling overwhelmed, because I'm sure there are so many of our school people who love our students well, who are overwhelmed and are also scared and are also incredibly sad this week. So write them a letter, drop by a Sonic drink, do something small just to let them know, hey, I see you and I appreciate what you do for our students. Maybe it's also advocating for the safety in our schools. Maybe you and your teenager can research together, what are policies and do we think there are any that could be better, anything that should be changed? Have that conversation and do the research together. And then finally, take preventative measures to love teens well. What that could mean for you is just loving the teens in your own life and having open conversations, making sure that you're checking on them, connecting with them. Listening to this podcast is a great first step because, like I said, every episode, we want to give you ways to connect with your teenager. Maybe for you, that also looks like volunteering at your local school, just being present, asking the principal, hey, do you need any help? Hey, do you have anything that I can help you file? Or can I just be here to encourage the staff? Another option that I'm going to plug just because this is a Teen Life podcast is to get a Teen Life group started on your campus. Teen Life is a great way, these support groups are a great way to connect with students, to give every student in that group one to two adults that are trustworthy that they can talk to. So maybe that's advocating for groups with the counselor on your school campus, or maybe that's you even getting trained. We have an online training, so anyone can do it at any time. And I will post all of these links in these show notes. But we want to let teenagers know that they're loved. We want teenagers to know that they are not alone and that there is someone, especially an adult, who cares and sees them. Especially in a time after such a tragedy like a school shooting, we hope that you will take the hard, hard task of having this conversation because it matters and you are going to make a difference.